Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there. Then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 20th, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, On the Road. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Steve Gonzalez and is titled, Help Me, I'm Melting. Thanks for listening.
It was the summer of 72 when we were told to vacate the White House. Not that one. This was in Sweet Home, Oregon. And Sheriff Hufford said, clear out by midnight Friday. So we loaded up 2 Army trucks, 46 Chevy flatbed, a 68 GMC panel, a 56 Chevy sedan, and a Chevy 2 with our children, our possessions, our goats, our chickens, our dogs, our cats, and a litter of kitties. But we had to sell the pig, who we named Hufford after the sheriff, for $50 because we just couldn't take him. So anyway, we load up and we head to the Yak River Valley to meet up with the rest of the commune who moved there the year before. So over there, everybody's settled. It's December. 5 of us say, hey, you know, Mexico sounds cool. So we took off down there and we said, if we make it down to Mexico, let's meet in Zihuatanejo the first week after New Year's and we'll wait. Whoever don't show up, well. So we all end up there. And then we decide, hey, Guatemala. So we end up. So now it's me and George take off first to Lago Atitlan in Guatemala. And Teresa, Joanne, and Rudy were going to come a day or two later. Me and George run into a couple who just came back from South America, Colombia, raving about how beautiful. Oh, the people, the mountains, how cheap it is, and the drugs. Colombian kilos, $20. Coca leaves, legal. You can just carry them around. And the magic mushrooms. Huh, really? And they grow out of the Brahma bullshit. Who would have known? So me and George, we go, okay, hey, we're heading down there. So the other 3, they head back to the U.S. Me and George head to Guatemala City. I get a passport. We go to all the countries in Central America and the consulates, get stamped in. All the ones that would do it for South America, stamped in. Hitchhike to the coast, looking for a ship to work our way down. Everything was going north. So we hitchhiked across to the Gulf side. We hit San Salvador. We're going to sleep in the park. The police made us go inside their fortress, big giant walls with glass on the edge, because they said it was too dangerous. This was the first week of 1973, so it was becoming dangerous. So then we took off and we're hitchhiking. You know, Colombia, Sudamerica, a la verga. You know, it means to the dick or something. Nobody knew what we were doing. You know, we were hitchhiking. I mean, what are we? They're peasants, you know, and they're taking buses. So we had a code of the road. Never say no to any adventure. Never quit or turn back. And when in doubt, eat. So we were hitting some places along, you know, I think going to Honduras, heading to Nicaragua. And it was barren. And I was reading a book called Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So all the pages that I had read, we tore out, and we had time, and we softened them up and used them for toilet paper. So I think Hunter S. would probably think that was cool. So anyway, we make it to Nicaragua, and we hitch a ride on a fishing boat to a corn island, wait for a cargo ship, get on board, work as deckhands for 7 seasick days, go through the Panama Canal, land in Colombia, cruise around, run into a dude named Nelson, a Colombian dude, this Indian, invites us to go to the jungle, the Sierra Nevadas, to work and hang out on his coffee plantation. So me and George do. Takes us 2 days to hike up to the jungle, and the Arawaka Indians live further up. We did that for 6 weeks, came back down, went to Bogota. We got careless because it was so clean in the jungle, we forgot about being careful with the water and stuff. We got dysentery, so we had to do the pills and hang out. So we left. We made it to a village called Pondi, way up in the mountains, 4 hours south of Bogota. We make friends with Argentina kids, French kids, Colombian kids, and U.S. kids. We tell them about the Brahma bullshit. We're looking for the mushrooms. Somebody spots them. They tell us. We're living in a place for $27 a month. We split with 5 people. So anyway, we haul ass up looking for the... We find the pasture. George is going to look out. I'm going to hop the fence and look for the mushrooms, you know, so... And he does. And these guys are ugly. Big old humps, black eyes, horns, like from Rancho Diablo, man. That's... So I'm running around looking. It's like Easter egg hunting. Oh, wow. There they are. And I pull them out, and the stems turn purple. It's like, oh, gosh. I run over to George. We go down to our friends, make an omelet, eat it, head up to the mountains, wait to... Okay, for me, I just melted into the earth. Like Black Sambo and that tiger. Okay. So anyway, it went on all day long. Okay. We did it a couple of times, but I got the answers. I knew what to do. I mean, I knew the truth. All my questions were answered. Me and George got together. We said, let's go to Argentina, hang out, head to Brazil, hop over to Africa, work our way on a banana boat to France, live with our French friends, screw the U.S. There's too much shit going down. Man, we ain't never going back there. So we do. We're working our way through Ecuador, we cross the equator, get past Quito, and he's going, oh, man, oh, I don't know. I think I need to go back. So anyway, we head back because he has a girl he's thinking of. Okay, we did that a couple of times. It took us a month to get back, and I made it. But here's what I know from the road. I don't know shit. I never did. I was so much older then. I'm lamer than that now. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Gonzalez is a third generation plasterer living in Polson, Montana, working mostly in Missoula. Learn more about Steve and his work at gonzoplaster.com. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, the Wilma is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, The Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at GoodFoodStore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. You 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Kim Maynard, Alex Sackerson, Steve Gonzalez, Alex Miller, Jason Weiner, Pat Abbey, Kathy Witkowski, Hilly McCann, and Svein Newman. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell Us Something now also has a YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/tellussomething.